Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. The Lord wants to do a new thing in your life. Unfortunately, He can't get through to some folks because they enjoy living in the past. I mean, they got to enjoy it because they spend so much time there. If we dwell on our past hurts, failures, broken relationships, or financial mistakes, or anything else, then truly, we're doomed to repeat them. I think one of the primary reasons people fail is because they're dwelling on past memories and experiences, living, if you will, in a comfort zone or the status quo. One of my favorite quotes from our favorite president, Ronald Reagan, He once said, "Status quo, you know, is Latin for the mess we're in."
Well,
I love that quote.
Isaiah 43, verse 19 says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Hallelujah. I love that quote.
It's a great
message. The Message Bible translation of Isaiah 43, verse 18 says, "Forget about what's happened. Don't keep on going over old history. Be alert. Be present."
See, if God's wanting to do a thing, and you've probably heard many sermons where that scripture is listed, but if He's wanting to do a new thing, we need to be alert, present, expectant, believing that it's going to manifest in our lives.
Amen.
Instead of just thinking, well, it may be, maybe not.
Or I hope.
Yeah. Probably happens to somebody else, not to me. You can't do that. You have to do what the scripture says. Be alert, be present, be ready, be expectant. Now, there's a reason God put our eyes in front of our head instead of the back.
Amen.
He wants us looking forward. There's only one time in the Bible that somebody looked back longingly to a past life while trying to walk forward. And it didn't work out too well for Lot's wife. And it won't work out for you either.
In Genesis 19, verse 26 in the New Living Translation, it says, "But Lot's wife looked back as she was following behind him, and she turned into a pillar of salt."
Unfortunately, sometimes living in the past becomes so familiar that it becomes a comfort zone, a routine. There's a tendency for us to do the same thing over and over again because it's what we've always done. We get up at the same time each morning, get ready the same way, eat the same thing for breakfast, drive to work along the same route, listen to the same radio station, arrive at work at the same time, do the same thing on our job, take a break at the same time, sit with the same people, go to lunch at the same time, talk about the same things with coworkers, get off work at the same time, arrive home at the same time, do the things before and after dinner, same things before and after, watch the same television programs, go to bed at the same time, so that you get to do it all over again tomorrow. Now, don't get me wrong. There are certain things you have to do and want to do in the same way. But where do we create time for God to do a new thing, to get us out of the routine? Let me say that again. Where and when and how do we create time for God to do a new thing in our lives? It's been said that a routine is a rut, and a rut's just a grave with the ends knocked out. God cannot do a new thing in our lives as long as we're living in the past or in a rut.
We have to come to the decision that we want it to change.
Absolutely.
And if there's something that you don't like, then sit down and decide, what am I going to do to make it change?
Absolutely. There are three questions we should ask ourselves if we want to overcome the ruts of life and allow God to do the new thing that he's wanting to do in our lives. First question. Is the rut that you're in of your own creation? Sometimes we live in a rut because there's no risk of failure. It is, however, a fact that without a risk of failure, there can never be a reward. Doing a new thing sometimes requires a risk. Second, understand who we're following. Many people fall into a work rut because they got a job where their parents or best friends work. If we're going to follow the crowd, make sure you know where the crowd's going and that it all lines up with the Word of God and His purpose for our lives. Third, we need to ask ourselves where we're going. Are we ready if God decides to do a new thing in us? Are we happy to go? Or sometimes, honey, I think people are just happy to go along to get along. So are we wanting to just get along and go along? Or are we excited about the possibility of a new thing in our lives? Another question. Have we discovered our purpose? Do we have a vision for manifestation and goals for its implementation? It's time to forget the past. Break free of our ruts. Get out of our comfort zone. Forget the status quo so that God can do a new thing in our lives.
Philippians 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
The Apostle Paul was a man with vast knowledge of the Word, one who saw signs and wonders following his travels, one who raised up disciples, one who endured extreme persecution, but yet he speaks of one thing that he did.
Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Paul was reaching out to new things, new opportunities, new places, new people. He was not living in the past. If there was ever anyone who could have lived in the past, it was the Apostle Paul. But the scripture says that he left the past in the past and journeyed on toward a new thing.
Philippians 3, verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
If you want the prize, to hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," you got to forget the past. Reach out to do new things without looking back.
In verse 14, the Message Bible says, I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back.
As we begin to do a new thing in our lives, we need to make sure we're not bringing along extra bulky, heavy, and totally useless baggage. There are people you need to forgive and forget. Do it. Unforgiveness will literally destroy your future, causing you to live in the bitterness of yesteryear. It's interesting that the spell check on my Microsoft Word program that I'm using highlighted unforgiveness as a misspelled word. When I clicked the word to check for a proper spelling, forgiveness popped up. It was not in the program's dictionary until I added it. In other words, we have a choice. Whether or not we allow unforgiveness into our vocabulary in our life. And just for the record, the word unforgiveness is not in the Bible. Forgiveness is, but not unforgiveness. I believe it's because God doesn't want that word in our vocabulary. God wants us to do a new thing. He wants to do a new thing in our lives, something fresh, full of His glory and power. But He can't if we're focused on past hurts.
Philippians 3, verses 15 and 16, this in the Message Bible. So let's keep focused on that goal, those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it.
Hallelujah. If you're serious about your future, take a few minutes and write out and reflect on your answers to the three questions I posed about overcoming ruts. Completing the exercise will, well, it'll allow God to clear your blurred vision. With the kind of future God has in store for you, why should you ever want to look in the rearview mirror of your life, where the picture is limited and passing, when you could look forward to a vast vista of something new and exciting? If you want to travel down the highway of life with God, stop looking back. Forget the past. Anticipate Him doing a new thing in your life. The whole world lies before you. But you got to take a step of faith. You got to say, you know, God, thank you that you want to do a new thing in my life, and I'm going in another direction. I'm going to get out of my rut. I'm getting out of my rut. I'm leaving my comfort zone. I'm forgetting the status quo so you can do the new thing that you want to do in my life. And make no mistake about it, honey. We know this. God wants to do something new, special, fresh, powerful in each person's life, hearing our voices. That's what He wants. That's what He wants. Hallelujah. Let me give you one more quote. This is from Johnny Cash, who once said, "I wore black because I liked it. I still do. And wearing it still means something to me. Still my symbol. Rebellion against Still my symbol of rebellion against a stagnant status quo, against our hypocritical houses of God, against people whose minds are closed to other ideas." That's a good quote.
Amen.
Time for you to move out of your comfort zone. Time for you to get out of your rut. Time for you to allow God to do that new thing in your life.
And a key way to do it is get in and find something excitingly new in the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
New knowledge is motivation.
Hallelujah. Revelation
exactly
brings manifestation.
That's right. And manifestation brings motivation.
Yeah.
Because you want to get it on with God like you never have before. Hallelujah. Because you're fired up all over
you. Amen. That's so true. A couple of things. Stay with us for a moment. One, join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Sunday Night Live. The teaching will make you shout and jump up and run around the room. 6 p.m. Eastern, Sunday Night Live. Go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says, "Join Harold and Bev Sunday Night Live." Make sure you do. Also, go to our website. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And if you've been blessed with the teaching up at the top where it says soul seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, well, tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, and then Monday morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.